Blog Talk Radio.
By Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Venkus, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I'm an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have the answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archived anytime by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com and on Facebook, just search for Momentum Fitness and Health. Well, everybody, you've heard me talk about what and when to eat before a workout, so naturally we should talk about what and when to eat after a workout. Is it important to eat after a workout? Well, sure it is. But what should you eat? How much? And when? Also, what should you avoid? I'm going to answer all those questions for you here today in the next about 10 or 12 minutes. First, we need to go back a little bit about my advice on fueling before a workout. When eating before a workout, you are fueling up for the activity that you are about to do or about to partake in. When you're eating after a workout, you are eating for recovery. So before a workout, you want to eat a few hours before so that you can get through the workout without crashing. Now, if you're doing heavy lifting and you're not doing like a lot of cardio or something like that and you're trying to build muscle, you can actually use a nutritional shake during your workout. If you're running long distances, you want to fuel yourself every 45 minutes. Many people use goos, but I usually opt for real food like peanut butter packets, nuts, or fruit. So you will know if you're fueled properly beforehand because you're not going to be ravenous after your workout. You should only be slightly hungry. So let's talk about when to eat first, what to eat and what to avoid, and then finally, how much. So I've already mentioned that you're eating to recover from your workout. When you work out, you're creating all these little micro tears in your muscles. These tears grow back together to form a newer, stronger muscle, and in some cases, a bigger muscle. Your main purpose for eating afterwards is to aid in that recovery so that you'll feel less pain later. Not none, but less. The sooner you eat, the better. Ideally, you would want to eat 30 to 45 minutes after your workout. This is the time that your muscles are more readily available to process and benefit from the nutrients that are contained in the food. After a workout, your body's going to be depleted in muscle glycogen. That's the carbohydrates that are stored in your muscles. So you will need to refuel it with fast-digesting carbs in order to start the growth process. A lot of people forget to consume a small snack right after the workout that contains some simple carbs, like bananas, for example, which can help get you better results, better recovery. The period after strength training, also called the anabolic window, which is when your body will need moderate or high protein foods as well in order to build and recover those muscle tissues. Okay, so what should you eat? Kind of already mentioned it a little bit. You know, I've mentioned protein and carbs. But the ratio is actually important. You want at least a 2-to-1 or as much as 4-to-1 ratio of good carbs to good protein, and in anywhere from about 100 to 300 calories. Again, if you fueled up correctly before your workout, you shouldn't be craving a sewer cap full of pasta or a full loaf of bread. So what qualifies as good carbs and good protein? Well, good carbs include fruits, as I already mentioned, veggies, and dense whole grains. Good proteins include certain veggies like avocados and broccoli, beans, whole unprocessed meat, so no, you know, cuts of ham and whatnot, eggs, as well as nuts. I'll even throw in a protein powder if it's a quality protein powder, but most powders are overprocessed and contain fillers of genetically modified wheat, corn, and soy. Those are ingredients that a lot of people avoid in their pet food to feed to their dog. So if you won't feed it to your dog, don't consume it yourself. Protein powder should contain fewer ingredients and not contain added sugar. I always advise staying away from anything with chemicalized sweeteners as well, such as aspartame, sucralose, and in some cases, stevia. Maybe one of these days I should do a show on stevia. Get a little more into detail about that one sometime. So here are some examples of a good post-workout meal. Brown rice, chickpeas, and avocado. It's one of my favorites. You can add a little hot sauce to it to flavor it up a little bit, a little garlic powder, salt, and pepper. A small serving of about a cup should be enough after a workout. Maybe a cup and a half. 3 ounces of chicken breast with 1 cup brown rice and some broccoli. Or 1 to 2 scoops of protein powder with 1/2 cup each of 2 fruits. I personally like strawberry and banana, along with ice and unsweetened milk alternative. For fun, you can throw in some greens like kale. You'll notice that I said milk alternative. I'm not trying to turn anyone vegan here, but low-fat milk is often overprocessed and has added sugars to it. Bottom line is you need to get in a good combination of veggies, dense whole grains, and some of those other whole grains include things like quinoa or millet and even oatmeal, as long as it's not in the form of an instant packet, again, with added sugar. So what about eggs and toast? Well, I don't normally classify bread as a good carb. It is overly processed, but you can at least get some whole grains from sprouted breads like the Ezekiel brand that you find out there. So if you do that, then I'd say okay. Some of the other things that you want to avoid after a workout are your quick carbs, like your pastas and your sugary candies, your chips, your baked goods, pizza, bagels. Yes, Planet Fitness, I'm calling you out again. And other junk food, really. So don't eat a donut after a workout because you've earned it. Don't use that mentality. Don't fall into that mentality. Use exercise as an excuse to eat healthy and continue to reward your body with more healthy food and more healthy choices. I'm not saying don't ever eat a donut, if you like them, but don't rationalize it as a reward or even as a cheat because then it's putting like this negative connotation onto it. Eat that donut as part of either an 80-20 or even a 90-10 lifestyle. That's where 80 to 90% of your choices are healthy and 10 to 20% of your choices are indulgence. So there's 2 myths that are out there that are brought on by sneaky advertising that I want to clear up right now, and that's chocolate milk and Gatorade. The myth is that these are good for you as a recovery food. So looking at chocolate milk, the macros, meaning the protein, the carbs, and the fat, might be in the correct proportion for muscle recovery, but it isn't the right kind of carbs. We want whole unprocessed carbs for our body to repair that damaged muscle. Now, chocolate milk has tons of added processed sugar, often in the form of high fructose corn syrup, and that spikes your insulin and it messes with your energy levels, puts you on that roller coaster. Plus, the extra sugar that's added to reduced fat milk. I don't know if you know this or not, but when they take milk and they skim the fat off of it, they have to replace it with something that has some kind of taste to it. Otherwise, it's going to taste like nothing. So they add sugar. That's 2%. That's skim milk. You're better off, if you really want chocolate milk, to make your own chocolate milk with full fat milk and cocoa powder. Now, Gatorade. Gatorade claims to be healthy because it provides electrolytes. We see athletes drinking it all the time. We see more of it get dumped on the kids when they win the Super Bowl than we actually see them drink. So Gatorade claims to be healthy because it provides electrolytes back into your body after a tough workout. While this may be true, a 32-ounce bottle comes with just as much processed sugar as a 16-ounce energy drink. When I do that, when I do the how much sugar demonstration for parents with their kid in front of their kids, the parents are always like, oh, I always go with Gatorade because it has less sugar in it. Kids tend to drink more Gatorade than they do an energy drink because it comes in a bigger bottle, and they find out that that 32-ounce Gatorade has just as much sugar as the energy drink. So right there, you need to really rethink your drink. So if you want to put electrolytes back in your body, try using coconut water with a pinch of either sea or Himalayan salt to get the job done. Now, if you don't like the taste of coconut water, try adding pineapple juice, almost like a pina colada, or tart cherry juice. Now, the tart cherry juice even has inflammation-fighting properties. So not only are you putting electrolytes in, if you've got kind of creaky knees, you're going to actually fight off some of that inflammation and some of that pain that you might get after your workout in your joints. So finally, how much should you eat? I already mentioned it. But just to reiterate, 1 to 300 calories for most activities. You want to avoid overeating after a workout unless you are either unless you're a bodybuilder, really, and you're trying to add bulk and you're trying to add weight. But if you're trying to maintain weight loss or lose weight, you want to keep it light. And especially if you're working out at night. You don't want to eat a bunch of calories after your workout because you're going to go home and just do, you know, do nothing or just kind of relax. You don't need those calories. Your body doesn't need them. A lot of marathon runners fall into this trap. They don't fuel correctly before a workout or during their long runs. They come home and they eat everything in the fridge. I've done it. I know other marathoners that have done it, and we actually end up gaining weight during marathon season, but there is a way to do it. And if you time your meals out correctly, you won't gain that weight and you won't binge after long bouts of exercise. You want to wake up hungry, and you want to have a large breakfast. Remember, breakfast, you're breaking the overnight fast. So real quick, just to reiterate what I said, so you want to eat within 30 to 45 minutes after a workout. It's not a huge deal if it's a little bit longer than that, but you definitely want to eat after a workout in order to aid your muscle recovery and your muscle growth. You want to eat a 2-to-1 or anywhere from a 2-to-1 to 4-to-1 ratio of good carbohydrates to protein. Why the carbohydrates? Your body needs the carbohydrates in order to process that protein better. Again, 1 to 300 calories of those good carbs and good proteins. Join me next week on WellFit Radio as I discuss how your body actually burns fat. Learn how it's done and avoid that plateau during your weight loss journey. Until next time, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.